Marty Lurie here with the Hall of Famer, George Brett. Say the words, the art of hitting. What comes to mind for you?
My hitting coach, starting in 1973, a man by the name of Charlie Lau. I never hit 300 in the minor leagues, and I hit 300 13 times in the big leagues and got 3,000 hits. So if it wasn't for him, I don't think that would have happened.
Well, Charlie was a catcher, a guy with the Orioles, Kansas City. But what was the premise? What was the idea?
Well, the idea was I stood straight up and tried to pull the ball, and he moved me off the plate. No one really taught me a lot about hitting growing up. I was the youngest of four boys in a family, and I just hit. And I was able to hit in high school like a lot of kids are. I was able to get by in the minor leagues like a lot of kids do. But once I got to the major leagues in 1973, I was hitting 125 at the end of the season. I only had 45 at-bats as a September call-up. Then the next year I went down to AAA and got called up, and at the All-Star game I was hitting 200 with 200 at-bats, and he looked me in the eye and he says, "Hey, I think you can hit, but no one else does. If you move off the plate a little bit, you do some things that I want you to do and learn to hit the ball the opposite way, get a little rhythm, watch the ball a little bit longer, get your top hand off, swing through the ball, I think you can become a pretty good hitter." So I said, "Well, what the hell do I have to lose? You know, I'm hitting 200 on my way back to Omaha making $800 a month or staying in the big leagues making $15,000. I decided that I would listen to Charlie and did everything he told me to do. He moved me off the plate. I concentrated on hitting line drives, mostly from the second baseman to the left field line, and did that the rest of my career. You know, started to develop a little bit of power as I got older. But all in all, I think it's the way to hit. You don't see a lot of people hitting like that, but I think if you got a guy that doesn't have a lot of power, which I didn't have at age 20-21. I developed power using his mechanics and was able to hit the ball to all fields, and obviously very, very thankful I met the man.
Boy, pleasure to talk hitting with George Brett. It's always an education for the fans and for me. Did you ever change your stance during your career other than when Charlie worked with you?
I changed it occasionally. Every once in a while I'd find myself diving in too much because I stood so far off the plate. When that happened, I'd move a little closer to the plate and open it up a little bit, but it's the game of baseball, 162 games a year. You're going to have good streaks, bad streaks. It's a game of adjustments, and I would always make a little adjustment where I stood in the box by either closing up, being parallel, or opening up, depending on what my tendency was that day. But he taught me a lot about, you know, knowing what a good swing felt like, and if you take a bad swing, okay, what went wrong? Okay, step out of the box, take a good swing. Don't take two bad swings in a row. Take a good swing. You've taken enough good swings, George, in your life, and doing all this extra batting practice that we've been doing, all you got to do is if you take a bad swing, step out, take a good swing, much like golfers do when they hit a bad wedge or a bad nine iron. They go back and they look at their divot, they look at where the ball is, and they say, "Okay, let me fix that." They go, the ball's already in the bunker, greenside bunker. They step back and they look and see everything. Okay, they go up and they take a practice swing. The next hole, they got a seven iron, the green, they knock it 5 feet from the pin. Why? Because they corrected the problem immediately. And that's one thing that I did as a hitter. If I took a bad swing, if I got fooled on a pitch and my swing didn't feel good, I'd step out, take a good one. Muscle memory. Then all of a sudden it was easier to duplicate. That's why I went through my career without really, really any long, prolonged slumps. You know, and when you don't have prolonged slumps, your average is going to be up there, and that's why I was able to hit 305 career batting average, because I didn't have those 0-for-35s like a lot of guys do.
What a great story. Could you recognize the pitch coming in? When could you tell what it was?
I have no idea when you could recognize. You just did. You know, it's no different playing Little League baseball. You know, the guy's throwing 60 miles an hour, and if you see it good, you're doing something wrong. If you're not seeing it good, and then you get to high school and they're throwing 75 miles an hour. You get to the minor leagues, they're throwing 85, 95. You get to the big leagues, they're still throwing 85, 95. I wasn't that much of a scientific hitter like Ted Williams. Ted could tell you. I could recognize a pitch when it was 18 inches out of the guy's hand. I had no idea. All I know is I had good eyesight. I had extremely good eyesight.
All right, one last thought for you, George. I appreciate it. Your brother Ken, what a hitter he was as a pitcher, but he didn't hit like you.
No, he didn't. He was a power hitter. I developed power late, but Kemmer, as a high school player, he was a Red Sox drafted him in the first round in 1966 as a pitcher. He was the fourth pick in the draft. I think there were four other teams that were going to take him in the first round and make him a center fielder. because he could run and he could hit and he could throw. But Boston, for some reason, wanted a left-handed pitcher. And but he was always a good hitter, and was a good hitting pitcher in the major leagues. He used to pinch hit a lot in the National League when he played for Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. He pinched hit a lot, and one time he was playing for the White Sox. They used a DH for the second baseman, and he hit six in a game in Fenway Park and got a hit. So, yeah, he was a little bit different. He wasn't more of a – he's more of a pull-the-ball, straight-up guy. He was a real strong kid, and he was able to hit a lot of home runs, pulled the ball mostly. You know, never hit much for an average, you know, obviously as a pitcher, but he hit a lot of home runs for a pitcher and helped himself win some ball games.
No kidding. George, thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate it.
No problem. Good seeing you.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the Sports Leader.